It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
No. So if Carmelo Anthony had learned anything from John Elway, he would know that in Denver, we keep secrets. Mm-hmm. I mean, we keep secrets.
By and large.
Yeah. Lala would never have known. But in New York, everyone's all like, tucky, 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 tucky.
But, it's a different media market out there. But now he can go anywhere he wants. Think he'd come back to Denver? I don't want to.
I'm telling you that he is the piece that would give the Nuggets the championship.
Oh, come on.
Nuggets.
No.
Nuggets.
No.
No one I understand. No one believes me. But this is the same way when I told people 2 years or 3 years ago that Florida was going to take the CSU coach, I was openly mocked.
Why? That just made sense. No one wants to stay in that little town.
Well, no, but they didn't know because they didn't think that Florida was going to want him, Jim McElwain.
Sure they would if he came from Alabama.
Well, yeah, and Florida.
So he had ties to him. I mean, that whole theory made sense to me.
I know. Me too. But everyone was like, well, you just don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. And then I walked through the press box the next week. It was just like, oh, remember when I heard? It was like that woman from that Geico, or that woman from the one commercial. She's like, do you remember last week when you were telling me that men are better drivers than women?
Well, that theory makes sense. Even if Denver were to get Melo back here, he's not going to be the piece because he's going to alienate all these young players.
No, because you don't. First of all, what you've seen in New York, and if you've watched any New York basketball, and I've watched some more, I mean, probably more than you.
Okay.
I mean, I have
this season. Okay.
But I'm just saying what I've seen though, and what I'm interested in seeing is that, Kristaps Porzingis. Jeez.
Want to try that one again?
No.
Kristaps Porzingis.
So everyone's calling him Chris Porzingis now. It's Kristaps Porzingis.
Kristaps.
Or the unicorn.
Chris.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Just Sea Dog Porzingis.
Sea Dog. What an awful name.
Sea Dog Porzingis and. But Sea Dog and Melo have been hanging out, and it's like Melo has taken Porzingis under his wing.
Sure.
And I think he would do the same with Jokic, particularly because the one thing that Jokic likes to do is pass. And if there's nothing that Carmelo likes better than anyone, than someone who will pass to him.
Yeah, but then that leaves everyone else on that makes it a two-man squad, which is exactly why the Knicks were terrible this year.
No,
you
because
you can't play with two people.
No, you can't. But when
because Melo never passes ever.
Yes, but Jokic would not have been deferential to Melo necessarily. He would have had the ball in his hands. It's Jokic who has the ball in his hands, not Melo. I mean, he's given it to Melo.
Probably Murray that has the ball in their hands.
Okay.
Jokic isn't bringing the ball up.
No, he's not bringing it up, but he's getting the first pass.
Maybe.
And then he's getting the first pass, looking for Melo, looking back, give it back to Jokic, look for Melo, look back. I mean, that's the way you're doing it, and then Melo get his own shot. I mean, you need a wing player. The one thing that the Nuggets are lacking on this team, okay, is a guy who demands the ball and can put up the shot and hit the game-winning shot. And listen, there's no one maybe in the history. There's lots of people who are older than me who are probably having heart attacks and falling out of bed, but I was trying to, there's no one probably who's a better scorer.
Oh, come on. You're not that.
The one thing that Carmelo does that makes him puts him in, you know, is an elite player in this league is he can score against anybody.
The only thing he does is score. He doesn't play defense.
I've seen him play defense.
Barely
before.
Cuts without the ball.
He's old. You don't play defense.
I don't play basketball. They don't pay me millions of dollars to play basketball. I'd have figured it out.
You wouldn't play defense.
I'd have at least done a little more than what.
Do you know what you would have done? Do you know what you've been done? You would have invented a new word. Help me. Help me.
That's not a new word.
Well, it would be for you because you'd be like, help me. So make it one word.
Nope. I'd have figured out a way to at least play marginal defense, which is more than what Melo does. Melo's a detriment. And by the way, if we get Melo, we basically become an East Coast isolation half-court plotting team.
No, I think what you see is you see Melo finding rebirth in the running game and finds that and likes to do that. And he likes to, and he does like to listen, when the Nuggets were good, all right, with Melo. Mm-hmm. Okay, and people must remember this, that they made the playoffs every year with Melo.
Mm-hmm.
They've made it once since.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's and it's almost like they need each other, because he can run and flow and get into points, and when he does that, then he actually has the ability. What George Karl always said is that when he's up and flowing, he has the ability to go get rebounds, and he has the ability to be that triple double threat.
I question his heart.
I don't question his heart one bit.
I do. If he had any heart, he'd have played better this year in New York.
Why? Listen, you have the general manager of the team is saying he does not want you.
Yeah. So
you're going to go out and play your best?
He wanted to go to New York. He deserves what he gets. He wanted to be there.
I do not. So go play hard. I do not disagree with those words.
So
go play hard. I do not disagree with those words. I am just explaining to you, okay, that the Nuggets could use a 25-9
Nuggets
shooting player. I'm just telling you that is the type of guy that they need, that they don't seem to have, a guy that you can create mismatches with.
I think there are other guys out there that you can go get.
Paul George doesn't want to come here.
No, we don't want Paul George. If you don't want to be here, don't come here. We don't want you. But there are other players you can get.
Who?
They're out there.
Who?
I don't know.
Who?
Someone. I don't. Anybody other than Melo or Paul George.
Who? One, two, three. Who?
Anybody other than those two guys, man.
All right. Who?
Don't want them.
I mean, who? LeBron?
Then we'll draft him. Oh, God, no. I don't want LeBron here. Keep your stupid-ass LeBron.
Chris.
Do not like him.
Big at least we fuzz.
Make the championship.
We'd make the finals.
I don't want him here.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Don't want him.
I don't
As
care.
It is, Melo's probably going to go to Cleveland.
Maybe.
He's probably going to end up in Cleveland.
Good.
Because they clearly don't care about salary cap and paying the luxury tax.
They don't.
So,
they are the most penalized team. And that is the penance that LeBron put on the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers as payment for coming back. And after all the nasty things that he did.
All the nasty things LeBron did?
No, when he left.
He wrote that letter.
That letter. And he made other cheap shots too. Throughout
he deserved it.
That botched announcement made over $1 million for children, Boy Scouts.
That's what they say. I didn't see any tax returns. I don't believe him.
Spectacular, man. You are spectacular.
I don't believe him. I am dug in on this one.
I don't have any tinfoil, but I may have some like plastic wrap. Can I put some plastic wrap? Or you can have a plastic wrap helmet. Come on, man.
No.
Protects you from the aliens.
I'm kidding.
That don't exist.
The aliens?
But come on.
They're the ones that invented that stuff and gave it to us, don't you? 1947. They
tin
came
foil?
Down.
Yes,
no, exactly. No, not tinfoil. Plastic wrap. Velcro.
Night vision?
I thought that was just...
And 97 miles per hour on the radar. The radar gun, too.
That was NASA. NASA did all that.
Another alien suckas. That's what NASA stands for.
or as you might use at the bar, as I stole this from How I Met Your Mother, I'm not with NASA, I'm with Secret NASA or SNASA.
That's it. Oh.
That's a good one.
I wish I'd thought of that one.
No. It's my favorite character in all of sitcom comedy is the play guy, the guy that sleeps around all the time in How I Met Your
Doogie
Mother.
Doogie Howser.
What's his name? He does the beard
Neil
commercials.
Neil Patrick Harris?
His character in How I Met Your Mother is fabulous.
So his comeback is akin to John Travolta's. I mean, he was Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
And then he came back as the coke-snorting star himself in White Castle.
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
And then
he was great.
And then he came back and he was in A Thousand Ways to Die in the West, which was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
But that was after How I Met Your Mother.
I know, but How I Met Your Mother. Plus he was in You know that sci-fi one.
What sci-fi one?
You know, he was in the sci-fi
Star
one.
Wars?
No.
Rogue One?
No.
Aliens?
Stormtroopers. Trooper Troopers.
Oh, Starship Troopers. That's right.
He was very evil in Starship.
He was a bad.
He was nearly as evil in White Castle because, come on. Listen, how much cocaine are you going to snort off a stripper's butt going 55 miles down the...
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.
From Gaza. Gaza me. Gaza me.